Kerry County Council have closed off Main Street in Killarney as part of phase one of the public realm works in the town. The roadway will be parked off or will be closed off and diversions are in place. From here until the 3rd of July, it will close again then after the peak tourism season in early October until early December to allow the works to take place. If you have a view on it and how it's affecting traffic for you, how it might affect traffic during the busy period of May and into June and into the start of July, then get in touch with us on the programme this morning. A number of people asking us questions about it over the last number of days. With me on the line to talk about this in more detail is Independent Councillor on Kerry County Council for the Killarney area, Niall Batty O'Callaghan. Good morning to you, Niall, and thanks for joining us in the programme.
Morning, listeners.
This work involves obviously money. It involves improving the public realm of Killarney and this closure taking place. What's your view on it?
Yeah, we don't have a choice, Gerry, in terms of when we do the works, for the simple reason we only got awarded the money in March. It has to go to public tender. It has to be spent. Every penny has to be spent before the end of the year. And as you see there, it's nearly a 3.5-4 month project. So you're not going to get it done if you start in September. So the council have taken the decision to do the first 7 weeks now and come back and finish it on the 3rd of December, by the 3rd of December. We don't have a choice. And every councillor in the room, and it went out to public consultation for everybody to see and everybody to comment on and make their recommendations. And there was people that made recommendations. And we talked through the plan ad nauseum as councillors. And every one of us as councillors were basically in favour of this project because it's going to improve the town. Yes, there is going to be people put out over the next couple of weeks and months. But at the end of the day, it's going to be better for the town and it's going to leave us in a better place. But yes, I know people are going to be upset and I understand they're upset. But do you want to turn down the money and make the town better? You're not going to get the money again. As you know, Gerry, money, those type of schemes, they come out in March. They give you a timeline, get it done by the end of the year. If you don't have it done, you don't get to spend the money, number one, and you don't get the money.
And that's the bottom line. Is part of the problem here with the disruption that's likely to be caused? And look, every road traffic improvement, every road improvement carries with it a certain level of disruption. No matter where you are, the road has to be closed while you are improving the very surface for people who are using the road. But on the other hand, is the issue here that Killarney has been in trouble for the last number of years when it comes to traffic during the height of the summer?
Absolutely, 100% Killarney's in trouble with traffic. The height of the summer, even during the winter there, it can come to a standstill. Don't forget, and people have to understand, Killarney was built 270 years ago. We didn't put in new superhighways up High Street and College Street and New Street. It was never built for the traffic that's on it right now. And yes, the panacea or the turning point will be when we get the economic corridor built, and that creates a little bit less traffic coming through the town. But Killarney, it is what it is right now, and we have to try and make it better. Parking, traffic. If anybody has a great idea for to solve the traffic flow, we would gladly take it on board. You know, I totally understand. I'm as frustrated as everybody else when I'm stuck in traffic for nearly an hour getting across the other side of the town. But it's something that we're trying to address, but it's going to take a lot of money.
And that's the bottom line as well. And that money can't be just awarded next year and sorted. The wider context, I suppose, is the economic corridor between Cork and Kerry. That's the big way to solve the problem, isn't it?
Oh, it is.
To get that traffic out of the bypass, out of the internal infrastructure of Killarney's traffic plan at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, there's a few flows of traffic that, you know, everything coming from Tralee heading for Cork would avoid the town. And you'd hope you'd have something then for the and I know there's no plan right now, but a plan for people coming from Killoglan that can avoid the bypass as well and hit the economic corridor on the outside of the northern side of town. That would make the town a lot easier. But people have to understand the town was built 270 or 80 years ago. It wasn't built. When I was a young fella, Gerry, I was playing soccer every night with my brothers on College Street. You couldn't go out and kick a ball at 4 o'clock in the morning on College Street now, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So people have to understand that the town wasn't and isn't built for the traffic that's there. And we have to try and come up with ideas. And yes, there was a workshop even 3 weeks ago coming up with really good, valid ideas on how we can create a better flow of traffic in the town of Killarney. But again, it's all 5-10 years away because the money's not there. And the infrastructure is not there in terms of if you want to build a multi-story car park on the edge of town and let people commute in and out, that infrastructure is not there. But we're building an infrastructure for cycling and for access around the town. And eventually when that's done, it's going to benefit the town as well. You have to understand people in Fossick now get on a bike and get to Muckers and they only have to cross a main road once. You know, so there is I suppose, advances. But the next couple of months are going to be a lot of complaints. But, like, do you remember the hoo-ha we had over Fossa? You know? And
yes.
We don't hear anything about Fossa now.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Why don't you do the works at night? A listener wants to know. Caller visited Kilkenny City where they were redoing all the footpaths. All the work was being done through the night. Now, a bigger area, obviously, but more of a city than a town.
The problem you have there is we did the works during the night, a lot of the works during the night on the Park Road, and fellas were coming in at, you know, 7 or 8 o'clock in the night and they were working through to 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning and getting off the road. The problem you have in the town is you have a lot of people living in town and hotels and accommodation in there, and if you're drilling or digging, that's not adding to the experience. So doing the works at night still won't open the road during the day.
Yeah, you won't be able to just open things up and continue on the work.
It's
just,
you can't. Not the work that they're doing, no.
Yeah. So that won't be the issue. And a listener gets in touch, says, what are they intending to do with the street, Plunkett Street? Does anybody know? Well, it's a general improvement from my understanding of it, but what are they planning to do with it?
Plunkett Street's not being touched. No. I suppose it's just that area from the Plaza Hotel all the way over there toward past the Flest restaurant there, that area, that all that public realm space is going to be improved. And it will look really well when it's finished. There'll be PowerPoints put in that if you have a concert or something on or a festival on, that you can use it. And come here, my mother has a business in College Street. I'd love to see somebody doing something with College Street, top of High Street and the bottom of New Street. But we know that plan has to come as well, because our streets are decimated because everything is going in towards the middle of town. So the likes of College Street, the likes of High Street, the likes of New Street, those works are going to have to come as well in the next year or two.
The next phase of this project, yeah.
Yes.
And this is the URDF-funded project. And this is Main Street in Kilmare Place, primarily where the works are happening here. And it's going to be the development of a new pavement, more pull-in spaces, disabled car park spaces, kind of a more, like almost like the way Main Street is now, from the major part of Main Street up towards the town hall, really.
Yes, and there was a few submissions during the whole process, because it did go out to public consultation. For anybody that's wondering, did we as councillors, all of us, agree? Yes, we did. But it went out to public consultation and people had their say, and people, we brought all those opinions back in, and we worked on those opinions as well. The Chamber of Commerce made submissions, other people made submissions, and those submissions were taken on board, and we worked to get as good, I suppose, a public realm scheme as we could. And URDF funding and the money that we're getting, it's not there if you don't spend it within the calendar year. It's gone and you won't get it back.
And that's something from the department, that the department designates that. That's how this funding is handed out, and that's where the pressure comes on having to get it done and not being able to spread it out through all the time.
And come here, I'm the first one to say, why don't they do the work in the winter? Why don't they do it in January? We didn't get the award till the end of March. We had to go out to public tender then, and the tender process and all that, and then you have to talk to the contractors and work everything out. So there was no way of getting it done in January. And can you imagine trying to do that job in the middle of January, February, March with the weather we just had?
It'd be 10 times as slow, I'd imagine, than doing it this time of year with better weather. And more costly as well. Look, a listener wants to know on the practical side is, I don't know if you've been asked, what about delivery drivers and these works are going on? Will they be given some leeway while all these works are happening? I imagine they'd have to make all the arrangements and pull up their trucks where they can to get to the businesses.
The car parks will facilitate them. The bottom of New Street car park, they can pull up by the credit union there and come up the alleyways to facilitate supply. They can also use the College Street car park and come down through the alleyways to get there. I know it's longer for the delivery drivers, and I know it's going to be awkward, but it is literally a 7 or 8 week period now, and a 7 or 8 week period from the 2nd or 3rd of October again. So I suppose it's just a little bit of patience and a little bit of understanding that we're trying to make the place better. We're trying to leave this town in a better place. And people, you know, they all have their comments now and they'll all have their negativity, but they all had their chance to make a submission.
Okay.
And we as councillors took the right decision, in my view, going forward for the betterment of the town.
To spend this money. Okay. Listener wants to know, aside from the public realm in the town centre, when will the surface and holes be repaired at the Lissabegeen and Daly's roundabouts?
Both of those roundabouts were brought up again at Kerry County Council meeting on Monday, because there's in the Lissabegeen one, there's a huge dip, and it's their national routeways, their TII, their infrastructure. They're not us as Kerry County Council, but yes, we're as councillors, and in fairness to Johnny Healy Ray, in fairness to Marie, Brendan Cronin, all of the councillors from all over the county, they've mentioned these. And again, they're part of, the works are put in for money. And if the money comes down, we get the works done. So they've applied for money. It's a bit like the A to B road, the McDonald's to the bypass road that we're looking to do. Again, you have to apply for the money. It's a bit like the road up in Doreen, 2.8 million. You have to apply for it, show a business case. And if you get it, you get it. If you don't, you don't. So there's a lot of schemes and a lot of these jobs, like those dips in the roads at the roundabouts are scandalous. We all agree there.
Yeah, okay. Now, look, so a final point on another project that you've been heavily involved in. How goes the development of the Doreen Sports Centre?
We're going really well. We have windows, doors, everything, footpaths, outside works, councillor about to start the playground out the front. Yeah, we'll probably, with the whole price increase, Jerry, you know how much everything has gone up, we're probably going to have to go to the department to look to get a few bob more to finish it off. But in terms of project and delivery, and I suppose it's been phenomenal. And every penny, every half penny is answered for. And we're doing the job less than if the government had done the job. We're building public realm space, or we're building something for the community up there. But it's going to be amazing when it's finished.
The idea of a possible timeline when you make it in there, the different clubs that are involved.
Yeah, we're really hoping for August, but it doesn't look like that because with the M&E contract is out now, the mechanical and electrical contract is out now for tender. That'll come back. We'll see how much that's going to cost. We'll give out that tender. We'll work as much and we'll spend the money that we have. And then we have to basically look to see, can hopefully Minister Donovan would see his way clear to saying, yes, I understand the increase in costs for building these facilities right now. And as part of your LSIF, like they did during COVID with some schemes, that they might increase. And that's our fingers crossed. And I know our local politicians, Norma has been a huge advocate. Michael, Danny, Pat, and Michael Cahill have been huge advocates of this project. So hopefully they'll keep driving it first, because the seven councillors in Killarney had the foresight to do it in the first place.
Okay. All right. Listen, we'll see where that one goes. Niall, thanks very much for talking to us on the programme about that. That's Councillor Niall Vady-O'Callaghan talking about the public realm works, which are underway and are going to be there until the 3rd of July. Kenmare Place and Main Street in Killarney closed at the moment to traffic because of those works, and it'll be open again for the majority of July and August and September, the height of the tourist season, before works go underway and it gets closed off again from early October until early December. Listener says, how is this job taking 4 months? It's a small area. Well, I suppose it's a detailed job. There's electrical work to be done there. There's paving to be brought in. All of these things have to be done right, I would imagine. Give us your thoughts on it.